Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Vav.
And we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Amid Beis, E Boyalu.
Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael and a Sunu Batzar of Hashem.
So we're in the middle of an intense sugya. It's the sugya of Chazaka Loi Ovid Inish Depara B'goy Zimne. Alternatively known as the sugya of Chazaka Ein Adam Pireach Choyvoy Toich Zmani. The sugya began on Daf Heir Med Aleph. The Gemara said, Amar Rishlokish. Rishlokish said, HaKoyvei Zman L'Chaveroi. If somebody lends somebody money, and they agreed on a date when this loan is going to be due. On the day that the loan became due, the Malva came to the Loiva and he said, pay me. For on my loy, he told him, Piraticha B'Toich Zmani, I already paid you earlier, meaning even though the loan wasn't due until today, but I paid you toich zmani. Said Reish Lakish, Einoi Nemon, he's not believed, Ulevai sheyifer bizmanu. And Reish Lakish said, almost rhetorically, Halavai, this loiva would pay when he's supposed to pay, was certainly not taking him at his word that he paid earlier. Abai v'rova, Dami Travayu, Abai v'rova both argued. They said, Ovid inish the part of a goy zimne. No, it's not true. Sometimes a person will pay down a loan even before it's due. Zimne de misrama luzuzi. And the svara behind it, the rationale is because maybe this person fell into money, Amar, and he's a chacham who's ena beroishay, and he says, Ezel Ifrei, let me go pay down the loan, ki heichid alay letarden, because I know eventually this loan is going to come due, and at that point I'm going to have no choice but to make the payment, so let me make the payment now, so that I won't be in a situation in the future. The bottom line is, machloikis Reish Lakish on the one hand, and Abai Verova on the other hand. According to Reish Lakish, a person is not believed to say that he paid down a loan, toich zmani. According to Abaye Barav, a person is believed to say that he paid down a loan, toich zmani. What did it have to do with the first sugya in Maseches Bava Basra? Because the Gemara thought that maybe there was a hoichacha from the Mishnah on Daf Hei Amid Aleph to the tzad that a person would not pay down a loan, toich zmani, and maybe also to the tzad that a person would pay down a loan, toich zmani. What were those rayas? We don't have to chazer them because the next piece of Gemara is actually going to be a little bit of a chazara, so the whole signon of what the connection is between this sugya and the sugyas that we're learning in the beginning of Bava Basra is going to play itself out here in the first Gemara. As a postscript to this machloikis, the Gemara said, Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua of the Kabaya. Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they paskin like Abaya and Rava, and that is that sometimes a person will pay down a loan to Chzmanai. Marba Rav Ashi Avakir Reish Lakish. Marba Rav Ashi, he went with Reish Lakish that the assumption is a person does not pay down a loan to Chzmanai. The Hilchas of the Gemara said Reish Lakish, and the Gemara added a Knech Vafilu Miyasmi. What does that mean? We know that Loch is Aboli Par Menachsi Yisoyimim Lo Yipara Elo Bishvua. If a person goes to take payment from Nechsi Yisoyimim, and the only way the payment could have been made was if it was made toich zmanai, was so confident that ein adam pireya choyvay toich zmanai, that even in that case the malva would not have to swear and he would be able to take payment. Either way, that's a sikum of yesterday's daf. The Gemara now is going to pick up on that. No, Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a shiloh. What happens if the Malva goes over to the Loiva? La'achar zmanoi. La'amaloi. And when he told the Loiva, Kesef minolon, you owe me money, mono li biyotcho, he said, Peraticha b'toich zmani, I paid you toich zmani, mahu. What's the halacha? Is he believed or is he not believed? Now, to be clear, Tosfos speaks this out, bok tzener. Why is this not mamish, the Gemara that we began the sugya with, the Machlokes Reish Lakish and Abaye v'Rava? So Tosfos says that the machloikis Reish Lakish Abaye v'Rava is talking about where the malva goes over to loiva the day that the loan is due. So that the only time that the loiva could have paid this loan was toich zman. In this case, he came over to him a month after it was due, a year after it was due. And then the loiva said, I paid you, but he said, I paid you toich zman. Why is that different? The reason it's different is because over here the loiva has a migu. The migu is, he could have said that I paid it down, not toich zmani, I paid a bizmani. See, when the malva goes over to the loiva the day the loan is due, he can't say that I paid a bizmani because it's there is this man. But if he comes a while after the loan was already due, so now, why would this person have had to have said, I paid toich zmani? Say, I paid zmani. That's what we know as a migul, right? What's migul? Maloy l'shaker. If you're lying when you said you paid teich zmanoy, so why would you lie making this controversial argument, which is a big sugya in Shas? Say a more glatta lie. Say I paid bezmane, which is much more believable, which in the world of Chayish Mishpat has a tremendous amount of merit. And it's for that reason that B'nai Yeshiva were mistopic that even if you hold like Rish Lakish, that Chazaka ain't Adam Perea Chayvet Teichzmane, but maybe if a person claims that I paid Teichzmane, where he could have said I paid bezmane, maybe the Svara of Migu overrides the Chazaka of ain't Adam Perea Chayvet Teichzmane, and he's going to be believed. Or maybe not, which is really the shaylas. Iboiluhu tavilach esmanoi va'amalei peratich v'teich zmani mal. Mia mina, do we say b'makom chazaka mina mali l'shaker? Do we say that despite the fact that there's a chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'teich zmani, but here he has a migu to say that that's really what happened? Oydum b'makom chazaka lo yamini mali l'shaker. Although it's true, there's something called migu. But migu b'makom this lo yaminon, a migu b'makom that lo yaminon. Maybe migu b'makom chazaka. Also, lo yamin, says the Gemara Tashma, maybe you can bring a raya from our Mishnah. Cheskas shenasa, and actually yavi raya shaloy nasa. So the Mishnah was talking about, we had two shutfin, and they divided a chatzar, and they built a wall between the two of them. And then the wall came down. The Mishnah says that both of them need to together go and rebuild the wall. And this is true, even according to the Lishnah that holds Hezekiah Loishme Hezekiah. Once the wall was there, at that point you have to rebuild it. Stating that, the caveat is they only have to rebuild it up to Dalai Amas, meaning even if the wall itself was previously more than Dalai Amas, you don't have to go beyond it. Said the Mishnah, Becheskas Shenasan, Achiyavi Raya Shaloy Nasan. If one of the partners built the wall, and now he goes up to the other partner and he says, I want my money. You owe me half. He says, I paid you. We assume that he really paid, unless proven otherwise. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami. Let's understand this a little bit better. And this is the Chazara part from yesterday's shir. It's the same exact signun. Is the case talking about where the partner that built the wall went over to the other partner after the money technically would have been due? And that partner said, I paid you, meaning I contributed my half. And when did I contribute my half? 30, 60, 90, whatever the memo said, whenever I was supposed to, pshita, then of course he's believed. There's a havamina that the shutif that built the wall is going to be able to schlep money out of the other shutif. This is your classic monoli biyotcha, v'halo yoyme in lecha biyodi klum, that of course, nalachas, you can't take money from him. So if there's going to be any chiddush in this Mishnah, the chiddush probably has to be where the person doesn't just say, I paid, but he said, I paid b'toich zmani. Alma, what do you see from here? Afilu b'makom chazaka amrinon mali l'shaker. Meaning, it sounds like he's believed to say that he paid teich zmani. Why would he be believed to say he paid teich zmani? We're going now with the assumption that the halacha is like Rish Lakish, that chazaka ain't adam perei achayve teich zmani. Oh, probably because he was teveyon la'achar zmani, and he could have said I paid bizmani, and instead he said I paid teich zmani. He's believed with a migu that he could have said, I paid bizmani. But the bottom line is, what you see from here is that the migu works, meaning, although chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'teich zmani, but if he has a migu because he could have said, I paid bizmani, then he is believed to say that he paid teich zmani. Hagam, there's a chazaka screaming and saying that he for sure didn't pay teich zmani. Bottom line is, you see from here, again, you don't really see anything, but we're backing into some chiddush that the Mishnah must be saying. Maybe this is what the chiddush is, that you see a person's belief to say that he paid teich zmani to the extent that he has a migu, that he could have said he paid biz money. Oh, so you see, afilu b'makom chazaka amrinan mali l'shaker, but the Gemara says, shani hocha, could be over here, it's different. The chol shofa v'shofa zmani, like the Gemara said yesterday, it could be the case of the wall is not your classic teich zmani. And the reason is, when a person lends somebody money, before the loan is due, it's a teich zmani. I don't owe you anything. But it could be as it relates to one shutif building a wall on behalf of the other shutif. Every row of bricks that he builds could be, is mechayiv, the invoice now, where you have to pay that chelik. So when a person says that he paid teich zmani, in this type of situation, it has nothing to do with the halach of Rish Lakish and Abaye v'Rava. It has nothing to do with the sugya. Could be over here, you don't even have the chazak on ein adam perei teich zmani. Thus, you'd have no raya that a person is believed with a migo b'makom the chazak of ein adam perei teich zmani. Tashma, the Gemara says, you can't bring a raya from that part of the Mishnah. Maybe we could bring a raya from the next part of the Mishnah. What did it say in the next part of the Mishnah? Midalad amas ulamayla ein mechay v'nois. Somach le'koysel achar v'chulu achin yavi raya shenosa. What does this mean? So we said that if the wall falls down, both partners now need to contribute equally to rebuild the wall, but only up until Dalad amas. Even if the wall was bigger than Dalai Lama, it doesn't matter. What if one of the partners decides he wants to go higher? Hey, you could do it, but I don't have to chip in with you. It's not something I'm responsible to do. Stating that, in the event that the other shotev, who didn't want to chip in beyond the Dalai Lama's, he built a parallel wall, and it shows then that he's happy with this wall, because what's the purpose of the parallel wall? He's probably going to put some tikra, some schach, he's going to put something on top, and he's going to enjoy it, he's going to benefit from it. So then already he's showing that this is really something he's happy with. Oh, if you're happy with it, you're being nana from it, now already you're responsible to chip in. So really you weren't responsible to chip in, but when you build that parallel wall, that makes you responsible. And here the Mishnah said that it's becheskas shaloi nosan, that in the event is a dispute whether he did pay for it or he didn't pay for it, here we're going to assume that he didn't pay for it until proven otherwise. It says the Gemara. Let's understand this. Right, what's the case? What's the visual? So the shutif that built the wall comes over to the other shutif, bizmane, and he says, you know, you owe me for the difference. Why do you owe me? Because even though l'chatchila, I was really responsible, but you built this parallel wall. And he says, I paid you already. He says, when did you pay me? I don't know. I paid you when I was supposed to pay you. Says the Gemara, am I loy? Why is he not believed? He's becheskas shaloy nosan, achiyavi raya shanosan. What do you mean? You have to bring the raya. You're a moitzi mechaveroi, all of a raya. It just doesn't have any yavon. Ella, probably the case is the amir praticha b'toich zmani. It's probably talking about where he came over to Malach Zmani. He said that he paid b'toich zmani, and that's why he's not believed, because chazaka ain't on the perechoi b'toich zmani. Alma, what do you see from here? But makam chazaka lo yaminim ali l'shaker. Because even though he has a migu, we're making an akimta that he came over to him La'achas money, where he could have just as easily said, I paid biz money. He decided to say toichs money, and still he's not believed. Oh, why? He has a migu, must be, because migu b'makam chazak lo yaminim. But the Gemara says, shani hoch, over here it's different. Again, like we said yesterday, the Omar, he could say, mi yemar de mechayvi li rabbonon. Over here, the person is not believed at all to say that there was a payment toichs money, and the reason is because the assumption is that this person probably didn't think in his mind that it's 100% certain that he was going to have to make a payment. Meaning, if somebody borrows money, he knows he's going to have to pay, obviously. But in this situation, where Me'ikra Din, really, he's not mechuyif to pay above the Dalai Lama's. None of us, he punk decided to build a parallel wall, and it triggers the safe of this Mishnah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So being that it seems very, very reasonable to think that the person doesn't think he's going to ever have to make a payment, so he probably didn't pay toich zmanai, and that's why over here he has no namanas. Meaning, it could be a person would have an namanas to say he paid toich zmanai migu, he could have said he paid bizmanai, but as we saw yesterday, this is different. The bottom line is, this part of it was mamash chazara. That as much as there is a muschol rishon, that maybe our Mishnah has a shaykhus to the sugya of whether or not a person's perea chayvet toich zmanai, but after further review, there really is no right. Amalei Rav Acha Beidera, for the Rav Ashi Toshma, I'll bring you another Toshma. This Toshma already is not related to our sugya. So again, once the shayla, Malva goes over to Loiva, you owe me money. He says, I know, I paid you toichs money. He could have easily said, I paid you biz money, but he chose to say toichs money. Does he believe or is he not believed? Why would you think he's believed? But being that he has a migu, he could have said, I paid biz money. Maybe that's enough for him to be believed. What's the tzadnat? The migu is contradicted by the chazaka. The chazaka is so stark that it could be it overwhelms the Mali Lashaker, or maybe not. That is the Shaila. So the Gemara says, maybe we could bring a raya from the following Allah. If somebody goes over to this friend and he says, you owe me a mana, Amalehin. He says, true, 100%. Lamacha, the next day, Amaleh told him, Tenele. He says, you remember that mana that you told me yesterday you owe me? Give it to me. If he says, I already gave it to you, Potter. That loch is, he's going to be Potter. Now, could be his Chayshulis Hesses. This is your classic Koy Frako. But the bottom line is, he's going to be Potter. If the next day he says that, I don't know what you're talking about, in that case, Chayv is going to be Chayv. So again, somebody goes over to someone else. He tells him, mana li biyotcha. He says, true. The next day goes over to him again. And he says, that mana give me. So if he says, I gave it to you, he's potter. If he says, ein lo chabiyadi, which sounds like he's contradicting what he said the day before, he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara says, my love, what are these two tainas? The first tain is nesatav loch, then he's potter. The second tain is ein lo chabiyadi, then he's going to be chayv. Isn't nesatav loch d'omalei peraticha, bizmani, that's for sure what it means, I paid you. And ein lo chabiyadi means d'omalei peraticha b'toich zmani. says the Gemara that what Ein Lecha B'Yadi means? I don't know. It's not what I thought it meant. And the Gemara is going to be doichet in a second. You have to know udukari la makari la. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, maybe when he says Ein Lecha B'Yadi, what he's saying is that I paid you already toich zmani. Viktani. Chayiv. What's the halacha? That's not a good taina. You're going to be chayiv. Alma, what do you see from here? B'makim chazaka loy amrinon mali l'shaker. So you see that even though he could have just as equally said peraticha, which you see works, so that he should have a migu that when he says I pay taichzmani, he's neman, it doesn't work because you don't see mali l'shaker b'makim chazaka. So you see clearly that it's not okay. But the Gemara says loy my inlech abiyadi loy hayud varmei oylam. When he said inlech abiyadi this second day, what he said is what we all thought he said. He says no, it's not true. I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed any money from you. Now yesterday he said he did. Today he said he didn't, and that's exactly why he's chayiv. And the Gemara says it with a whole knetch. The amar mar kol oymer loy lo visi. What does this mean? So Rashi says, because when he said the first day that he borrowed money, it's a idos baldin kemeyedim dami. You can't backtrack from that. At that point, unless you have an amasla maybe, you're done. So you now owe this person money. The next day, what did you say? You said, I never borrowed the money. Saying I never borrowed the money is a day late and a dollar short. That's not a taina. But you know what else you said when you said you didn't borrow the money? You said that you never paid. Because if you're telling me today you never borrowed the money, you obviously didn't make payment for it because you don't pay down loans that are not outstanding. So being that this person is saying today, it's and as a result, now you're automatically going to be chayv. And that's the whole point of that halacha. That once you say the second day, now you're done. Based on what? Based on what you said yesterday, based on the idos, but then bottom line is this also has nothing to do with teichzmani. What are we left with? We're left with an ibaya. Whether or not we say migu b'makom chazaka, we don't say migu b'makom chazaka. The Gemara now is going to return to the regular program. We in the raid are going to return to this part of the program, which is the sugya of chazaka ein adam perei achoivay teichzmani. But for now, the balance of today's daf is rather technical. For this sugya, we don't have to be farmers, but it would have been very helpful to live in a world 2,000 years ago where people lived in huts with mices and mechitzes, but we'll try our best. We're going to do what we do. Either way, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that in the event that there was a mechitza, there was a wall that separated a chatzah, and it fell down. So the halach is we force the two partners to be meshtatif together and rebuild this wall. And this is true even if you hold Hezek Rehloshmeh Hezek. Once the wall's there, you have to rebuild it. Stay in that, you only have to rebuild it up to Dalet Amos. If one of the partners wants to go above Dalet Amos, that's his Inyan. Unless the other partner is Samach Loi Koisalach, or he builds a wall that's parallel to the wall that's in the middle. There, we say that him building that wall shows that he really wants to use this wall. What's he going to use it for? He's going to put some cover on top. And the Mishnah says, "Afal pishul enosin all of us atikra." Even if he didn't put the tikra on it yet, migalgul and all of us akol. The halacha is we're going to force him to pay for everything. Says the Gemara. Amachloikis amayron. Had to understand pashim shan in this Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna said, "Samach lepalgo, samach lekula." Rav Huna said that what would be if the other partner that was Samach Koisel, he didn't build a Koisel that's parallel 100% to the wall that was built. It's only Samach Lepalgo. Now Rashi says Samach Lepalgo can mean either along the length of the wall or the height of the wall. Either way, so let's say he built a wall that's 10 amas tall, and this guy went that he built 5 amas. Says Rav Huna, Samach Lepalgo, Samach Lekula. As soon as you build a wall that even is Lepalga of this wall in the middle, that shows some nichusa, you're about to use the wall, and megalgal and all of us akoil, the entire thing. Ram Nachman Oman, no, the samach samach, the loy samach, loy samach, that it's pro rata. So if you were samach lepalga, for the palga, you're going to be responsible. But for the kula, you're not going to be responsible. Says the Gemara, Maida Rafuna. Rafuna, who said samach lepalga, samach lekula, he's going to be Maida, bikarna the lufta. So Karna is a corner. Lufta, Rashi says, is a chibor. So Rashi tells the story a little bit. Maybe it's kedai to read Rashi inside. Dibra maschel, umayda rafuna bekarna v'lufta. What's even better than reading Rashi inside is seeing a picture. But the bottom line is, Rashi says as follows. Harei shahoye soif beisei shal ruvein, dovek l'koysel zeh shebein shtei chatzeres. In the event that this koysel that cut through the chatzer, it was attached to the side, to one of the walls of one of these houses. Whose house? The house of the person that didn't build the wall, but
the house of the other shotef. Ulaachas man nimlach Reuven. This Reuven, who's the other shotef, he had a change of heart. V'chiber binyan muad bekeren zavish shal soy pesach. He built the wall on the other side of his house. So if you can picture it, you have these two houses that shira kam chatzer. There's a wall that's going through the chatzer, and this wall is adjacent to one of the shotef's house. Not the shutif that built the wall up 10 amis, the other shutif. Now he went that he was samach like koisel achar. But where he put the koisel achar was also attached to his house, but on the other side of his house. So one is on the darim side, and now he went that he did the other one on the tzofin side. So he was samach like koisel, based on the fact that he was samach like koisel. Rafuna shita is samach le palga, samach le kula. It sounds like he's going to maybe put something, you know, on top of these two walls. He should be chayef. In this case, he's not chayef. And the reason is because being that the other wall isn't stam a wall ba'alma that's cutting through his chatzar, but it's actually attached to his house, so we view it a little bit differently. Now, really, you had to be there, right, to fully appreciate this halacha, but just the words are, the only reason, here's the punchline, the only reason we're mechayef this person for the kula, meaning the whole svar of Rav Huna is because although this person was only samach like palga, we assume that eventually it's going to be a kula. So this palga kula year, right? Zeh katan gadol year. That's the point. And avada Rav Huna's masking that really, if I'm only samach lepalga, so I'm only showing nechusa for palga. So why would it be magal gomal v'sakoil? The teretz is because we believe that right now it's palga, but eventually it's going to end up being a kula. But in this situation where the other wall is attached to your house, we deher it more as like an extension to your house. Once it's extensions to houses, it's viewed a little bit differently. It falls into a different subcategory. And in this case, the aloch is maida samach samach. But my the loy samach loy samach says the Gemara. My the Rav Nachman, who said what? Lemay the samach samach, lemay the loy samach. He's my the ba'afriza ubikavata dikshuris. Again, Rashi explains what these things are. The point is, the whole Rav Nachman is predicated on the fact that we don't necessarily assume that this person is going to build vayta. Rav Huna holds we assume you're building vayta. That's why samach lepalga, samach lekula. Rav Nachman says no. Lemay the samach samach, lemay the loy samach loy samach. But in the event that he shows clearly that he plans on building vayta, how so? Either he put in a frieza. So Rashi says an frieza is a beam that he put on top of the wall that shows he's going to build on top of that. Oh, so now you're already showing you're going to build on top. If you're showing you're going to build on top, already now megalgal of sakol kavata dekshuri. Rashi says are like little windows that were put inside the wall that you built, and the purpose of those windows is to be able to slide beams through them, again, to be able to build on top. The point is, the tzad hashava between Afriza and Kavata Dikshuri is that you're showing that you plan on continuing to build. If you plan on continuing to build, so over here already, the halacha is going to be different. In other words, just to be clear, the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is where you are samach lepalga, and there's no mefurish araya whether you plan on going vayter or you don't plan on going vayter. That's the machloikis. Rav Huna says samach lepalga, samach lekula. Rav Nachman says lemay de samach samach, lemay de loy samach loy samach. If, however, there's a strong aichacha that you don't plan on going vayter, the wall's attached to your house, lavdafki, you're extending your house over funch, or it's a situation where there's a hichacha that you do plan on going vayter, you set up a foundation that you're going to build on, in those situations, there's going to be no machloikis. The whole machloikis is where we don't know exactly what is going on. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said a similar halacha. Beit kavi, loy havi chazaka. If somebody builds a beit kavi, it's not a chazaka. So let's read this Rashi inside also. It's the fourth to last from the skinny loins. Beit kavi lei have a chazaka. Zok Rashi. Shimon sheigbi a koisel hacholik bechatzel lemalit midalit amas. So Shimon was the one who rebuilt this koisel in our mission, and he rebuilt the lemalit midalit amas. Va'osnaboy chaloinois litzad Reuven. And what he did was he made windows. Those windows that we just mentioned a minute ago. So he made these little holes inside the wall that are litzad Reuven, lahanochas roshei koiris, so that you'd be able to put beams inside those windows. Loi have ye chazaka legabe Reuven loimar anisi aticha lehagbiyoi. It's not considered a chazaka klape Reuven to say that I plan on helping you build this wall. Sheelule shesi aticha loi hoyisa oisali hanochas roshei koiris. The Mishnah said that in the event that the person built above the Dalai Lamas, and then the
person was samach lekoisel, and he comes to him and he says, "You owe me money." So what's the halacha? The halacha is he taka owes him the money, but he's becheskes shaloi nasan ad sheyavi raya shenasan. What Rav Huna is saying is, what would be in the event that this person already made windows where he's showing that I'm building in the construction of the wall that the other partner is going to be able to benefit from it. Because the windows are facing the direction of the other shotif, so that he's going to be able to build on top of it. Wouldn't that in and of itself be a little bit of a raya that he must have paid? Because if he didn't pay, then why would I be doing you this toiva of setting you up in such a nice way? So that's what Rav Huna says, Bei kavi lo yavi chazok. Chazoka for what? It's not a chazoka that he already gave him the money. It looks like he must have given him the money, because why would I be doing this for you otherwise? That's the halacha of Rav Huna. It's not considered chazoka. V'avagav to avad lehi malti. And this is true, even if he made casings inside that window. So again, you had to be there. But the bottom line is, he didn't just make the chaloin. But he made like a little casing in it. So it looks like this is mamish ready to go. Why are you doing all this work? Domalei, he could tell him, Amino, I felt the chipaisis li loylisra ashisoy. Listen, I thought that I was going to be able to get you to chip in. You didn't give me anything yet. And you owe me the money. So why did I do all this? Because I was hoping I'd be able to do it. Right? Sometimes you just run the plumbing in the event that one day you're going to want to do something with it. See, he set it up in a way because, what, later you're going to tell me you're willing to be mishtatif and you're going to tell me you need windows and then I'm going to have to hire contractors and I'm going to make a whole mess and a balagan. So let me set it up right now. The fact that you did this is in and of itself not a raya that you actually paid for. It says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Achsik lohurdi, like achzik l'kshuri. L'kshuri achzik l'kshuri. Now, it's a big machlokes we're showing him how to learn Pashup Pshat in what's going on over here. We're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. So if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra machzchol achzik l'hurdi, it actually begins with the word Tosfos, which is stam is like confusing. But the truth is, if you go through these Rashis here in the beginning of a Perek HaShutvin, it's obvious something's going on, right? Everyone knows that in Masechtas Bava Basra, on Daf Chof Tes, we're going to pivot from Rashi to Rashbam. This is something that Kol Bar Bei Rav knows. Stating that, if you go through these Rashis here, in the beginning of Perek HaShutvin, there's a lot of Haggaz, there's a lot of Tosfoses, there's also, and we had this twice in yesterday's Daf, a few Rashis where Rashi says, Tof Mem Vav Shin Mem. Tof Mem Vav Shin Mem. If you want to see one, Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, it's the second to last Rashi in the Mishnah. It's Dibra Maschol Hagah, which tells you everything that you need to know. But either way, the way the Rashi ends is Tof Mem Vav Shin Mem. There's another Rashi on Daf Hamid Aleph, it's also Dibra Maschol Hagah, and that just ends Tof Mem Shin. The question is what this even means. If you look in the Dikduke Soifrin, which is, you know, very often the authority when it comes to all these things. So in the Dikduke Soifrin, it says that what it means is Toisvis, Toisvis mi Meireinu Shmu, or Meirabeinu Shmu, referring to the Rashbam, which is interesting. So we have Rashi on the first 27 and a half dafin in Maseches Bava Basra. And there the Rashbam took over. But we also have different hoisafos from the Rashbam on the Rashi that we do have in Maseches Bava Basra. And that's Tof Mem Shin. It's Tosefes Mirabeinu Shmuel, who of course was the Rashbam. So it seems like these Tosfosin are really Rashbams. So we're getting a little bit of a feel for the Rashbams. But the bottom line is, so Rashi says like this. What's this chazok over here? Kol chazok is halolu deshmaitin einon cheskes gimel shot. You should know it's not a cheskes gimel shanim. To leishayach shal leishanim ela gabi cheskes karka shemachzik b'stei chaveroi va'oimer lekachtiya mimcha. Abel hocha b'cheskes tashmishim ba'alma mayri shemishtamish b'shal chaveroi u'b'sha acha shemishtamish b'fana v'shoisek ha'v'chazok. So the third parak of Masechtas Bava Basra is Perek Chesk Sabbatim. What's Chesk Sabbatim? Somebody's living in a field, in a house. He's been living there for 3 years. If somebody comes afterwards and he says that, you know, this field was mine, and he can prove it was his, because he has shtaris and maises, and you can't prove it's yours. But the fact that you lived there for 3 years is a cheskes raya. It's a raya that really belongs to you, and the halach is, you get to stay. That's what's known as cheskes gimel shanim. And really, it's predicated on the fact that if this was really yours, you should have been meicha earlier. Why weren't you meicha? That's a raya, it's mine. I with your shtar, up to 3 years, a person needs to watch shtar. Beyond that, he doesn't have to watch a shtar anymore. This halach of chazaka is not only true by karka, it's true by metaltalin also. There's an idea that if somebody's mishtamish with metaltalin, there's some chazaka that it belongs to him. In fact, when it comes to metaltalin, you don't need gimel shana. Miyad, automatically, you have that chazaka. So, le'in yoneinu, we're not learning cheskes sabbatim now,
This cheskas metaltelin is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan to cheskas gimel shonim of cheskas abatim fein, with the one huge nafkamina, and that is cheskas abatim, you need gimel shonim. As to relates to cheskas metaltelin, you don't need gimel shonim. Now we know, Rashi speaks this out, that, or maybe it's the Rashbam, all chazokas, certainly feels like a Rashbam, require a taina. What we know as a chazokas sheyeshi mataina, cheskas metaltelin then would also require a taina. What's the taina? Can't just say, I don't know, you have to have a taina. I bought it from you, whatever it was. But as long as you have some sort of taina, I bought the rights, that in and of itself would be okay. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, these chazakas that we're going to learn about now in this next shtickl Gemara, is discussing this cheskas metalton. So Amr Rav Nachman, Nachman said, achzik lohurdi, loy achzik lekshuri. So what would be if there was a person who was using his shachin, he was using his shutif's wall, and he was putting beams on top of it. And the beams that he was using were hurdi, these shvacha beams. It's considered a chazaka for him to be able to continue using those beams. Meaning, if he comes with a tie and he says, I actually purchased the rights to be able to put these beams on top of your wall, he's going to be believed. You have a shtar, you have anything? Oh, this is the cheskes metaltelin. It's of cheskes habatim fame, and this is something that's going to be okay. However, if your chazaka was lohurdi for these light beams, you could only use it for light beams, but not for kshuri, which are heavier beams. Lekshuri, if you have a chazaka for heavy beams, achzak lohurdi, you can use it for lighter beams as well. And the assumption is that if you bought the rights to put heavy beams there, kal v'chomer, b'chal masayim money, you could put the lighter beams as well. Rabbi Yosef said, achzak lohurdi, achzak lekshuri. It goes both ways. That, no, if you have a chazaka based on the fact that you've been doing it and this person wasn't moicha, even for lighter beams, you can use it for heavy beams as well. Ikadamri, some had a different version of this. Amr Rav Nachman, Nachman said, achzik lohurdi, achzik likshuri, likshuri, achzik lohurdi. The Rav Nachman himself is the one that said that it goes both ways. Amr Rav Nachman, similarly, achzik lenatfi, achzik leshafchi. So here we're talking about two people again. They have houses that are side by side, or one person has a house that's beside the other person's chatzer, and there's liquid rainwater that's dripping in from the roof into this his friend's chatzer. So the friend might not be happy about that. He's not interested in having leaks. It's something that it could be he would have a taina towards. If, however, he sees it happening and he doesn't object, so the halach is I get a chazaka and I can taina that I purchased the rights to be able to do this. Stating that, it depends on what type of leak it is. Okay, we're getting very technical. Achzik lenatfi, if it's a slow drip, then achzik leshafki. Then certainly it's going to be good for when the water is mamish coming down hard. It seems like if the water comes down hard in one focused place, that will do less damage than if it's just dripping all over the place. So shafki would be there was some sort of drainage system. So it's all coming through one place, even though it's more concentrated, and maybe it's coming down with a little bit more velocity, but at the same time it's more focused in terms of where it's coming down, so that's something that would borrow a person a little bit less. So that achzik lenatfi, if I'm okay with natfi dripping everywhere, achzik leshafchi. Achzik leshafchi, loy achzik lenatfi. Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yosef, said, afilu achzik leshafchi, achzik lenatfi. No, it goes both ways. Ikadami, some said, I'm Rabbi Nachman, Nachman said, achzik leshafchi, achzik lenatfi. Lenatfi, achzik leshafchi. It's all one and the same. Aval tzrifat urbani, loy. However, as it relates to tzrifat urbani, that's going to be different. Meaning, if someone has achzik for water dripping down from a roof, it's not necessarily going to be the same if he had a hut. So tree for the urbani is of like sukkah's fame. So you have some sort of hut, and there's schach, and there's aravas and maises on top of it. So when the drip comes down from there, that's already something that could be a little bit more damaging to the chatzer. And it's for that reason, in that situation, it's lav dafkin going to be a chazak. Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yosef's chaylik. He said, afilu tzrifa do urbani, even for a tzrifa do urbani, it's going to be a chazak. And Ovid, Rabbi Yosef, Ovidab, a tzrifa do urbani, and Rabbi Yosef actually paskin the halacha lemaisa based on what it is he said. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravu, Amaskav Eiroi. If somebody leases a house to his friend, in a very large complex. So the way Rashi describes it is, there was a bayis oruch ma'oid. There's a very, very long house. And there's a lot of small apartments inside this house. It's some multi-family complex where it's like an apartment building and there's a whole bunch of houses inside. And each apartment is an individual lease. Okay, so somebody leased an apartment inside this Bira Gedayla. So the halacha is mishtamish
Bixoleh ubizizeh. That's the Gersa Dabach. So this person is allowed to go and use side the Ksoleh and side the Zizeh. So what's the Ksoleh? So Rashi says, the Chari Aksol. This is very old school. So somebody wanted to hide something. So where'd you hide it? You didn't have a safe for the combination. You'd put it inside the crevice of the wall. Zizeh, these are like pegs or nails that are protruding from the wall. So you're allowed to do that at Dalet Amis, up until an area that's within 4 amis from your apartment. Meaning it's not just parallel to your apartment that you're allowed to do. This is on the outside of the house, by the way. As long as it's within Dalet Amis of your apartment, so the halach is you can use the ksolim to hide things and you can use the zizim to hang things. Avu betarbetz apad niloy. So Rashi gives us a whole description of what this is, but it seems that at the entranceway of this complex, there was something that was very decorative. It was very nice. It was there for aesthetic purposes, some sort of landscaping. There were gardens. So in that area, if you want to start hanging up your laundry, on the pegs that are in that area, it's understood that that's off limits. That's not something you're allowed to do. Rav Nachman did that, man. Rav Nachman said, "Afilu betarbitz apadni." Even that's okay. Avol rechavish acheri abatam loy. But a little counterintuitively and ironically, you want to use the backyard. I mean, you want to use the front lawn. Gezunt the head. You can do whatever you want. But the rechavish acheri abatam not. The Rav Amar Rav said, "Afilu rechavish acheri abatam." Even that's something you're allowed to use. Amar Ravina Ravina said, "Hay keshura demitalalta." Ad talsin yoimin loy havi chazaka basa talsin yoimin havi chazaka. So here too, it's a big machlokes rishonim what exactly is going on. But the way Rashi learns is it's really a continuation of the sugi that we learned earlier. This idea of cheskes metalton. So the case over here is where somebody has a house chotzer next to his friend's wall, and he took a beam and he put the beam on top of his friend's wall, and this person is not saying anything. The question is, does he now have a chazak, a cheskes metaltlin, which Rashi said in Amud Aleph happens ASAP, right away, where he could say, oh, comes with a taina, I purchased the rights, it's going to be okay. So Ravina said, yes, but no. Meaning, ad talsin yoimele have a chazak. Up until 30 days, if the person wasn't moicha, you can't establish a chazak yet. Bas, ad talsin yoimele have a chazak. Once 30 days pass, it's at that point you get a chazak. Let's say this sukkah over here is a sukkah's mitzvah. Meaning, what happened? This person had built a sukkah, and as part of his schach, of what he needs, he's using his neighbor's wall. And the person didn't say anything. So here the halach is, at shiva yoyim le have a chazaka. Up until 7 days, there's no chazaka. Basa shiva yoyim and have a chazaka. After 7 days, he already has a chazaka. What's the difference? So it's a little bit nuanced what the difference is. Rashi says, the difference is there were people that used to keep sukkahs there the whole year. Okay, so if you don't take down your sukkah the day after sukkahs, then this person may chap that you're one of those guys who never takes down his sukkah. And if that's the case, be moicha right away. And if you're not moicha right away, miyad it's going to be. So if you stam have a beam, 30 days, at that point already it's a chazaka. Up to 30 days not. But if it's a sukkah's mitzvah, where there was azam minig yisrael teda, that they would keep the sukkahs up against the yard, so then already you shouldn't have been moicha right away. And the fact that you are moicha right away, so it's for that reason, Basa shiva yoimin, at that point, it's ready to be a chazaka. Be chavi betin allowed to have a chazaka. You should know, however, if a person takes his beam and imamish, you put cement on it, and your imamish sitting there clopping and you're doing construction to your neighbor's wall, then there's no 30 days. If this bothers him, he's going to tell you right away. And if he doesn't tell you right away, you have your cheskes metaltlin, you can come with a taina, and it's going to be considered that it's yours. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, shnei batim, b'shnei tzidei, Rishus HaRab. So we're now returning to the sugya of Hezagriya. So Abayasim, what would be if there are two houses that are on two opposite sides of a Rishus HaRab? Zeh oisem makir l'chatzi gagoy, v'zeh oisem makir l'chatzi gagoy. Each person has a responsibility to build a half a makir, a half a gate. Zeh shaloi kinegazeh. And the two halves should not be facing each other. That would sort of defeat the purpose. Umadith, and they should overlap a little bit. So again, you have two houses that are separated by Rishus HaRab. So you could see from one house into the other house, or from one roof into the other roof. Now there's a Rishus HaRab in between. Why does there have to be Rishus HaRab in between? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. But Abaye's halacha was where there was a Rishus HaRab that was separating these two roofs. Each person could look into the other guy. You have a Hezekriah issue, right? So says Abaye, this is what you're supposed to do. Each person should build a half a fence. So you're going to build one half. The other person's going to build the other half. So between the two halves, they won't be facing each other. You won't be able to see it. Umadif, let them overlap a little bit. And if they're going to overlap a little bit, it's like this, even through a diagonal, you won't be able to look in. Yochin, the bottom line is, like this, everything is going to be protected. So the Gemara says a few things. Why do they have to be separated by Rosh Hashanah? Like, what does Rosh Hashanah have to do anything? Like, this has like a real Erevin vibe. But when you're learning Erevin, Rosh Hashanah has tremendous significance. But over here in the Sugya of Hezekri, of Escape Miran, if it's separated by Rosh Hashanah, if it's just separated by Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvichalim. There's a Bezunder Chiddish in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Tayman could have thought, name Alei. One shotif is lobbying the other shotif, let's build this fence, right? So the other guy, Kitaino, soif, soif, abayus, let's stanu yim ibnei Rosh Hashanah. Says, what do you want? You're telling me Alex has a career? So let's be honest, you can't work in this chatzar anyways. Why not? Because you have to be fazarked about the people in the Rosh Hashanah. See, anyway, it's not going to do anything. So if you're not going to do anything, what's it going to help you that I'm going to put up a fence? Meaning you're stuck here regardless, right? So meaning that you're stuck here regardless, and just to be clear, he really is stuck here regardless. Because even Abaye is only mechayiv him to build a half a fence, right? The other half a fence he doesn't have, which is going to help him from his shochin on the other side of the Rosh Hashanah. But it's not going to help you for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah because they could look up, right? For the two of them, Tzizamen, they have a proper makkah. But for the people on the bottom, not. See, you can tell them, soif, soif, it's anyways not protecting you. So what's the point? Kamash malon. So that's the chiddush of a bayit. Amalei, you can tell them, rabbim. No, there's a very big difference between protecting myself from the rabbim versus protecting myself from you. Why? The rabbim be imam chazli, b'lai lechazli. First of all, the people on the rishus are rabbim, right? Ashiyichle, right? That's the shir of Chanukah, right? The chevra, they're only in the shuk up until a certain time. But once it becomes nighttime, people are not in the shuk anymore. But you, you're home, even at night. So, bein bi yamama, bein bilel yachazli. You could always see me. Inami rabbim ki ko'im nechazli. The rabbim, they only see me while I'm standing. Aba ki yosivna lechazli. But when I'm sitting, they don't see me. At chazli bein ki ko'im no bein ki yosivna. You could always see me. And finally, rabbim ki ma'ainu chazli. The rabbim, they have to look up. They're going to get a stiff neck. He says, but you are ready. At memela nami chazli. You can always look at me, and as a result, clearly didn't have a high opinion of this fellow, but the bottom line is, and he saw him with his binoculars, he said, I think we might want a makkah here. But regardless, he says, you can always see me, and it's for that reason, that taina is not a taina, but that was the chiddush. The chiddush was a right that the salach is true, whether it's separated by Rosh Hashanah, it's separated by Rosh Hashanah, but there's a special knetch, if it's separated by Rosh Hashanah, that's what Abaye was coming to be mechadish. Okay, I'm at Mar. Again, we're analyzing Abaye's salach. Zeh oysa makkah l'chatzi gagoy, zeh oysa makkah l'chatzi gagoy, zeh shnoloy kineged zeh umadif, says the Gemara Pshita. This is Pashat. So what's Pshita? So Rashi says, well, Pshita is the high palg of the high palg. It's Pashat that they divided in half. Meaning that's what's Pshita. It's the wordiness of the halacha that's pshita. The fact that they have to build a fence is not pshita. We just said there's a little bit of a chiddush, right? Even though it's in Rosh Hashanah, but the fact that they each split it—that's obvious. The Gemara says leitzricha. Now the chiddush is the kadim chad minayu va'avad. When one of these two people went and he built his half va'avad the bach as the word dideh. Mal datem I would have thought name alei the other shutif could say idoch. Namely, idoch shkol uzinka va'avnei atkule. I mean, it's pshita that he has to chip in. But is it pshita that he has to build the other half of the makkah? Maybe he can say, you know, you already built the half of makkah, so, no, finish the job already. Now, pay you, shkoil uzinka, that's money, balaz, but the point is, I'll give you uzinka, but you're the one that needs to go, and you're the one that has to finish building the fence. Kamash malan, that, no, the guy who built the half a fence could tell the other person, at my time of this, why don't you want to build a fence? Right, why would you rather the fence be on my side of the wall? Mishon the Mistra Ashisech. Because building a fence, I mean, this is not, you know, modern engineering, so we're afraid that maybe this whole thing is going to come crumbling down. And no, not me, Mistra the Ashisech. And just like you're sensitive to it, I'm sensitive to it. So I'm happy to build on half, but the other half is going to be your responsibility. One last Gemara. Amr Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Amr Shmuel in the name of Shmuel. Gag asamach l'chotzer chaveiroi. If one person had a house next to his friend's chotzer, and the gag, the roof of this one house, was samach to the chotzer, oisali makkah gvoi da'al rames. Da'alach is, you have to build a makkah that's Dalin Amis tall. Avo bein gag l'gagloi. But if you have two gagas that are samach to each other, over there, the halach is, you don't have to build a wall. So gag has samach l'chatzah chaveroi, oisalei mak l'gavoyah Dalin Amis. If there's a gag next to a chatzah, but if it's a gag next to a gag, that's already something you're not going to have to do. If this halach of Rav Nachman sounds familiar, it's because we had this already, on Daf Beis on the days, this was the Rav Nachman part of the simen. Chaloi Mr. Rav Nachman, right? This was the Dir of Nachman, this halacha. And what do you see from here? Really, what you see from here is that
There's a halach of hezagria. That's why the Gemara brought on that base on the base. Gaga samach lechatzah chaveru oisin loy makul gavoya dalanaps. Now the Gemara was doicha, and the Gemara said that you can't bring a raya from here to your classic hezagria because it could be a gag next to a chatzah is different. And the reason is, and it's going to play itself out in the Gemara we're about to learn also, people used to use a chatzah during set times, but a gag people didn't necessarily use during set times. So as a result, the ben chatzah could tell the ben gag that I'm worried about you. And the reason is because you know when I'm in my chatzah, so you could always peek at me, but I don't know when you're in your gag. Meaning, if you have two chatzeres side by side, so each person is kfile, they know when they're in the chatzer, so at the very least, you know to not do anything that you don't want somebody to see you doing. But when it's a gag and a chatzer, it's a little bit more challenging, and that's why over here, the Gemara came out that everybody else has to agree. But this is that halacha. Gag ha-samach chatzach ha-veiroi, oisnele makag vayadal ha-namis, aval ben gag al-gag lai. Who said this? It's the Rav Nachman, but it was Rav Nachman the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman, the day Amar, Rav Nachman himself said, "Einoi zokuk l'dalat ames, avu zokuk l'mechitzas asar." He said, "You don't need to put up a makkah that's dalat ames tall, but what you do need is to put up a makkah. But it's enough if that makkah is going to be 10 tfachim tall. So dalat ames is the shear for hezekria, but it doesn't have to be dalat ames. What it needs to be is mechitzas asar." It's actually interesting because that halacha that's referred to as the Rav Nachman and the Siman on the Beis on the Beis is not even Rav Nachman's halacha. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, the Rav Nachman himself, it should have been Shmuel, right? What Rav Nachman himself said was actually just the opposite. He holds you don't need dalat ames. What you need is only 10 tfachim. The Gemara says lamai. Let's understand Rav Nachman's halacha. Rav Nachman's own halacha. That you don't need dalat ames, you need 10 tfachim. Meaning, what's this 10 tfachim Indian about? Ila hezekria. Is he worried about hezekria? Meaning, the svar of hezekria when it comes to a gag and a chatzah, like we just said, arba ames bino, then you should have to have dalat ames. If you don't have dalat ames, you're not preventing hezekria. And ilin nitfasol of kiganif. Maybe the reason he wants it is so the person should be chapped as a ganif. Meaning, what happens if this person just slowly starts inching himself into his friend's chatzah? So what's this person going to say? If he gets caught, he's going to say, "Oh no, I'm sorry, I didn't realize, you know, I live next door, you know, sometimes I get a little bit confused. What does it look like maybe is? A prostaganif." But he has a way out of shtickle, because, so what we do is we tell him, put up a mechitza, like this. What do you mean, you punk accidentally flipped over the fence and ended up in my side of the boundary? So Linitfas all of Kiganiv, maybe that's what Rav Nachman said. I mean, Rav Nachman's not worried about Hezekria. He doesn't subscribe to the Svara of that base on the base. But the reason Rav Nachman's saying that you need a mechitza, albeit of 10 tvachim, is for this inyan. But the Gemara says if that's what it's about, that Mesipas Ba'alma Sagi, that you shouldn't even need that. A Mesipas Ba'alma, right? Mesipas Ba'alma just means something, but it shouldn't even have to be 10 tvachim. Now, the Gemara goes right, maybe the reason he wants is that your neighbors, right, this is old school, his sheep and his goats shouldn't be able to jump in, but the Gemara says for that, Bikdeshali is Daki Bibas Rosh Sagi. For that, you just need enough to protect this animal, shouldn't be able to jump in. This is, by the way, a Masechta Sukkah fame, very, very much, and the Sugyas of Lovin. And for that, what you need is 3 tvachim. So why do you need 10 tvachim? Says the Gemara. Meaning, what's going on over here? Rav Nachman is this Pshara de Geshita. You don't need 4 amis, but you need 10 tvachim. Hezekria, you need 4 amis. You shouldn't be looking like a ganif, just do a mesipas ba'alma. And your animals, for that's 3 tvachim. So where is this 10 tvachim business? The Gemara says, really, the purpose of this wall is that you shouldn't be able to go in as a ganif and claim that you just accidentally found yourself there. Aye, what was the kasha? It should be a mesipas ba'alma. Says the Gemara, b'mesipas matzi mishtametle, b'mechitzas asarale matzi mishtametle. It's a very technical answer. Technical question, and it begets a technical answer. The mesipas ba'alma is not such a protection. And being that it's not such a protection, he wants a real bona fide mechitza. What's a mechitza? Sarat tfachim is always a mechitza, and that's what he wants you to have. The Gemara meisvei a kasha from a brisa that the Gemara is going to bring in a moment. If somebody had a chatzur and the chatzur was lemaila migagel shel chaveiroi, so you have a chatzur that's side by side with a gag, but just based on how everything was built, the chatzur is actually lemaila from the gag. So the halach is ein neskakin loy. You don't require any wall to be built. My love, ein neskakin loy klal. Doesn't it sound like ein neskakin loy at all? It sounds like you don't need a wall. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's a kasha of Nachman.
Meaning, ain't a skokin law in the world of Hezekiah, I can hear that. But if you're telling me there's a new halacha, and Rav Nachman holds that even when there's no cheshman of Hezekiah, but at the same time, there's still a halacha that you have to have some walls so you shouldn't be nitfasol of kiganim, and for that you're supposed to have 10 tvachim, so what does it mean, ain't a skokin law? You should have to have that wall. So the Gemara says, law. When it says ain't a skokin law, what it means is ain't a skokin law dal ramis, I'm a skokin law mechitzas asara. Avad, you have to have something. What it means, ain't a skokin law, is for the Hezekiah cheshman, that's not something you have to worry about, but as it relates to a mechitza of asara for the gan of cheshman, that yeah, one last gemara, might as well finish. If you had two chatzeres, where one chatzer was mamayla from the other chatzer. So again, there's two chatzeres side by side, but they're not on equal footing. Amr Rafuna, Rafuna said, tachtoim boina mikonekta. So when it comes time to building the wall of our sugya, so the person on the bottom, he builds mikonektoi, v'oila, meaning he has to build the wall to bring it to the height that's going to be parallel to the person whose chatzer is the elyon de gechatzer, the elyon baina mikenegdai v'oila. And then on top of that, that's where the elyon kicks in. The point is that they have to chip in for this chatz, for this wall. But the elyon only has to chip in for the part of the wall that's parallel to where his chatzer is. But anything that's beneath the sea level, anything that's beneath where his chatzer is, that he doesn't have to be mishtatev. And you're the only one that lives in that area, so you bring it up to par, and then once you bring it there, yeah, I'll be your shutif. But up until that, that's not something I have to do. That's the halacha of Rafuna. Tachtoim boina mikinegdoi v'oila, the elyon boina mikinegdoi v'oila. Each person is only responsible to build if it's parallel to where your chatzer. Rav Chizda says no. Elyon misayeya milnata u'boina. The person in top has to be misayeya, the person about it. And as far as poshet, it's like the Abayas Valia that we spoke about last night. At the end of the day, I can't build mine without you building yours, and I'm achroy to build mine, which makes me achroy to be mishtatef in yours as well. Tanya kavasa derav chiz, shtei chatzeres ulamayla mizu. If you have two chatzeres where one is bigger than the other, lo yoy maro elyoin, the elyoin can't say erindi b'ayni mekinegdi v'oilo. I'm only going to build from the chelik that's parallel to me. Ela misayeya milmato v'oino. He has to be misayeya ready from the umato. The moisa chatzeru lamayla migago yishal chaveret. That's the price we brought a second ago. And let's say it wasn't two chatzeres, but rather one chatzah was a ma'ala migag, in a zakakloy. In that case, you have no responsibility to be mishtatif at all. Tomorrow's daf is going to pick up on this note with a whole bunch of stories. And then by the end of tomorrow's daf, we're going to start the next real agadot techelik of Masechtas Bava Basra, the sugyas of Tztokah, which are three dafim long. Some of the most famous gemaras in Shas. So a lot of agadot are coming in the next couple of days. But for now, as promised, going back to the sugya of Chazaka loy ovid inish de para begoizimne. What's the high level recap? Machlokes Reish Lakish and Abaye v'Rava. If somebody goes over to someone on the day that a loan is due, he says, "Madali biyot," he says, "I already paid you." He says, "When did you pay me?" "I paid you toich zman." Is there a nemanis or is there no nemanis? Is that a taina or is that not a taina? Reish Lakish says, "Einoy neman uluvay sheyifre bezmane." Abaye v'Rava d'amit shavayu. No, ovid inish de para begoizimne. Sometimes a person does do that. The Gemara said, "Rapop Ravun Reid Rav Yeshua wa avdi ka Abaye." Mar Barav Ashi was Ovad Kiresh Lakish, the Hilchas of Kiresh Lakish, the Afilu Miyasmi. What does it mean, Afilu Miyasmi? Even though Abali Parman Echsi Yisami Lo Yipara Elo Vishvua, but Chazok Lo Yavad Inish Depar Begoy Zimne, and the Allah is that you will be able to collect from the Yisami even without having to swear. Toysvis, on Daf Heo Med Aleph, it's the second to last Toysvis, Dibra Maskel HaKoyveh Azman L'Chaveh says, so one line Toysvis, Oymeri, the only time we have this machloikis, Reish Lakish, and Abaye v'Rava is if there was a loan and there was a kvias man on the loan. Avol b'stam halva. But let's say somebody lent money to somebody else and it was a stam halva. Loi choshev le toich shloishim toich zman. We don't consider the first 30 days to be toich zman. What does this mean? We know stam halva shloishim yaim. So if somebody lends money to somebody, the assumption is that the loan comes due in 30 days. Based on that, you would for sure think that if Reish Lakish Hashit is Chazaka Ein Adam Pereya Choy V'Toich Zmanoi, so Toich Shloishim Yoyim Chazaka, that this person didn't pay the loan. And if he says that Pirateicha V'Toich Zmanoi, he's not going to be believed. Stating that, Toisus brings B'Shem Deri, that's not true. Davka Koyvei Azman, Avo Pistam Halva Loi Choshev Le Toich Shloishim Toich Zmanoi. the kame kumas in ishtabru to explain the lumdis and the havana of this one line Tosfos. At the end of the day, what's the difference if somebody lends somebody money for a year where he's not believed to say that he paid after 11 months based on the chazaka, the person doesn't pay his loans toichsmane, versus a person who lent money stam, where stam avo is lamid yoim, that there somehow a person does have an amonis to say that he paid down the loan toichsmane. Rav Shmuel Yankif in the Shiure, Rav Shmuel Yankif Maseches Bava Basra, Alatar. This is, if you want to look it up inside, it's Sif Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel. So he says a mahalach based on a well-known brisker Rav. This Rav is in Sefer. It's a Chedushe Moron Riz Halevi. It's in Hilchas Malva Valoiva on the Rambam Perik Chav Vav Halacha Beis. Toich Dvarov, in this piece, we don't have to go through the whole shtickle. The Brisker Rav brings a Lashon HaRambam in Perik Yud Gimel of Hilchas Malva Valoiva Halacha. The Rambam says as follows: Hamalves Chaveira the Kavali is Malu Foyer. If somebody lends his friend money and they made up a time when he's going to pay back the loan, Einu Yochel Letoive Ad Soif Hazman. So the halacha is that the Malva can't be Tavei Aloiva until the end of that Zman. Rambam continues, skipping a little bit. V'stam milva shloishim yom. Let's say somebody lent somebody money and he wasn't kovei yozman. So then, stam halva is 30 days. Says the Rambam, v'im hisne sheyitva b'chol zman sheyirtza. Let's say somebody lent somebody money, stam. And they made a tenai when he loaned them the money that if I want to collect the money from you earlier, this is something I'm going to do. Says the Rambam, yesh loy letoyve b'yoymoy. Then if he wants, he could do it on that day, whatever the tenai was. She tenai mamanu, because it's a tenai moment, and a person has a right to make a tenai when it comes to davar sheba moment. Meaning, there's halacha masta mashakasa b'tayra, but davar sheba moment, you can make any tenai you want. And being that this Tanai is a Tanai moment, so if you want to do that, you could do that. Freit Moron Riz Halevi. It's a Pella the Rambam. The Rambam says that if somebody lends money, stop, and he wants to stipulate at the onset of this loan that I may come collect the money before 30 days, he could do it. Why? Because it's a Tanai, and a person, if he wants to make a Tanai, has a right to make a Tanai. Freit the Rav. You have to come on to the Parsha of Tanoim to allow this person to collect the loan within 30 days. The reason he could collect the loan within 30 days, if he said he wants to collect the loan within 30 days, is because if he said he wants to collect the loan within 30 days, it does not kind stam halva. What's a stam halva? When they didn't make up his man, when the payment is going to be due. But avifali was masna, so it comes out it's not a stam halva. So if it's not a stam halva, why do I need the parsha of Tanayim? It's ke'ilu. Really, it has to be 30 days. Narvash, with the parsha of Tanayim, I can do whatever I want. Right? If someone's makadash anisha amanasha in lochalai sherek susvoinu. So if you're masna amasha kosa b'teri b'davashe b'mama, tanay kai. Me. Really, kedushin comes with the chiyuv sherkus vayna, narvas with the parsha of tnoim, you could somehow get out of it. It's as if the Rambam is saying that it has to be 30 days. Narvas with the parsha of tnoim, it could be less than 30 days. Fake the rav. Why does it have to be 30 days? The whole din of stam avah lamed yoyim is when it's a stam avah. Avifel, I made it tonight, so it's not a stam avah. If it's not a stam avah, so why in the world should it have to be 30 days? This is the rav's kash. Said the brisker rav. The hanirim mevur midivrei Rambam. It's mevur from this Rambam that the Rambam had a different understanding of Stam Hava Lamed Yoyim. And really, in order to understand the Rambam, we have to learn one Gemara in Masechtes Makis Daf Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna. Shmuel told Rav Nasna, Loi Teisif Akaroch Adem Mafrish Lo LaHoshmaita. I don't want you to sit down until you teach me the following Allah. By the way, what was the relationship between Shmuel and Rav Masna? So Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin in Masechtes Brachas Daf Yom Beis says that after Rabbi Yochanan lost his 10th son, Dein Garma Dasi Rabir, he sent his 11th son, Rav Masna, to go learn Torah by Shmuel, which is a little bit of insight into this relationship between Shmuel and Rav Masna. Amalei Shmuel, Rav Masna, Lei Teisev Akarach, Adem Afresh Shmuel LaHoshmaita. Minohem Osadam Rabbanon. What is the makar to what the Rabbanon said? Hamalvas Chaver Estam, Eni Rashol LaTovei B'Pachas M'Shaloshim Yom. That if somebody lends someone money stam, it's a stam alva, so you can't be tevei the loan before 30 days. And echad amalva b'shtar, echad amalva ape. And this is true say from malva b'shtar, and it's true from malva ape. Amalei, so he told him d'chsev, I'll tell you the makar. It says, korva shnas ha-sheva, shnas ha-shmita. In the parasha of shmita, imashma shenema said Rav Masna, korva shnas ha-sheva, eini yoidea shnas ha-shmita, ela mat ha-amalei meshnas ha-shmita, yoyim alecha, yei shmita achere shehikazu. It's coming to teach us that there's another shmita. Everyone knows shmita's ksofen, but there's a second type of shmita, the ezoi. What is the second shmita? Zu amalva eschaveri stam, It's if someone's malvus chaver is stam, you can't be tevei alone for 30 days. On Shemitah, you can't be tevei alone. Lo yigrois, it says in the Torah. Shamait, there's a lois asay and an essay. There's another Shemitah, and that Shemitah is negeya the 30 days of a stam halva. And he continued the Ramasna, the amamash, shloishim yoyim b'shan uchashav shan. In other words, Karva Shnasa, Sheva Shnasa Shmita. How Shnasa Shmita Stam Ava? The Teretz says, because Shloishim Yom B'Shana Schachim Shana. So this is a Shnasa Shmita. And that's the Yisoid of Stam Ava Laman Yom. So the Biskirov said that Namal, we're algamane to thinking that what's the Yisoid of Stam Ava Laman Yom? That if somebody lends somebody money, Stam, so the assumption is, if you didn't speak out an amount of time, probably the loan was meant to be for 30 days. But said the Rav, it's mevu in the Gemara, it's much deeper than that. The side of Stam Avol Lamed Yoyim is not an umdina that I probably loaned you the money for 30 days. The side of Stam Avol Lamed Yoyim is that when somebody lends somebody money, even if be'etzen mitzad the das of the malvin, the loiv is that the loan should be due today. Obisado ha-shnas ha-shmita. And shnas ha-shmita says, lo yigois, that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to collect. The side of Stam Avol Lamed Yoyim is not that the loan is due in 30 days. Mitzad the loan could be it's due today. The side of Stam Avol Lamed Yoyim is there's an iser for the malva to be today, and that's why the Rambam said that if you want to sit down now with your life and you're going to make a deal, I'm going to lend you money, but I can collect it within 30 days. On a chiddush for Masna B'Davish Ebemami tonight Kayim, it wouldn't be true. What's the kasho? What do you mean? Now it's not a Stam Ava. The Teretz is the Yisoid of Stam Ava Lamed Yoyim is not that our Upmach is 30 days. It's a Din Torah. Karva Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShmita. And that's Poshit said the Brisker Rav Anirim Mavur Medivri HaRamam. That's what's going on in this Rambam. It said Rav Shmuel Yankif. Lefi this Brisker Rav, it comes out, there's a very fundamental difference between somebody who lends somebody money for a year, how we deher toichsmane, versus if somebody lends somebody stam alva, how we deher toichsmane. If somebody lends money to somebody for a year, toichsmane, the loan is not due. If we agree that this loan is going to be for Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no chiyuv piroyon before the Yud Beis Chodesh. Stam alva, mitzad the chiyuv piroyon, could be the chiyuv piroyon is miyad. It's takeif. Norvas, there's an isa mitzad the malva to go ahead and collect the loan. Oh, but the nafkamina is, do I owe you the money today, or do I not owe you the money until later? When it comes to a zman, there I don't owe you the money until later. If it's a stam ava, I be'etzem owe you the money today. So yesh loimer, said Reb Shmuel Yankif, that's what the Riyah is saying. That when do we say chazoka in on the prayer chayv takes money? Why would I pay you if I don't owe you the money yet? That's true if there was a kviyas man. But if there's no kviyas man, rather what was it? It was a situation where you grad have an isser, you can't go and you can't take from me. So b'chay gavno, I would have viewed it maybe a little bit differently. Kamash malon. Reb Shmuel Yankif said the emes is, it's mefurish in the Ramban in our sugya. Meaning, after you hear the Brisker Rav, it's Mefurish. The Ramban says as follows, quote, the Ramban is mamish commenting on the Gemara the way they re-commented on the Gemara. And he says, stam avo lamed yoyim. Even though we pass in that stam avo is lamed yoyim, hani mili, that's true, loy meshalei nitna li tova betoich shloishim. That just means that you can't be teveil alone within 30 days. Avo mikom mokoyim ovet inish the para betoich shloishim. But sometimes people will pay toich shloishim. What's the punchline of the Ramban? How are you supposed to learn up this Ramban? The punchline is that Stam Ava Lamed Yoyim means Shloi Nitna Litova B'Toich Shloishim. Lafuke what? Lafuke a regular loan. Well, what's the aside of a regular loan? The Chiv is not here. Over here, the Chiv is here. Narvas, it's Loi Nitna Litova. If all it is Loi Nitna Litova, so over here, you're not going to have the Chazaka, Enonim Perea, Chayvoi, Toich Smanoi.